I'm William Pierce, chairman of the National Alliance.
Are white Americans less intelligent today than they were a century ago? An impartial observer, someone from Mars, say, might sample the sort of television entertainment that keeps most white Americans occupied in their leisure time these days, and then compare that with the penny romances the masses read in 1900 for relaxation, and conclude that the IQ level has indeed gone down a bit. The real clincher for the Martian observer, however, would be an examination of the way American public policy, as manifested in our laws and our public behavior, has changed. I mean, we did some stupid things and had some really dumb habits in the latter half of the 19th century, but they were nothing compared to the inexcusable foolishness which characterizes our behavior today. In the 19th century, we decided that slavery wasn't a good policy, and so we put an end to it. And that was a smart thing to do, because we never should let ourselves become dependent on another race. But then we just turned 4 million former black slaves loose in our society. We didn't send them back to Africa or otherwise get rid of them. Today, we have more than 30 million blacks running loose in our society. And we not only let them vote and copulate with our women, but we encourage them in this behavior.
Do white girls like black guys?
Yes! We love black guys!
We have welfare programs which allow them to breed faster than we do. We give them food stamps and free medical care. We give those of them who are willing to work preferential treatment in hiring and promotion. We bus their children to the schools attended by our children. Our colleges and universities have special recruitment programs to entice more blacks into becoming students. And we bend our admissions requirements to get them into college and lower our academic standards to keep them in magazine advertisements, on television news programs, in professional sports. And in half the movies coming out of Hollywood, blacks are held up as role models for our children and as objects of romantic fantasy for our women. And we don't even speak out against it. All of that is not only more stupid than anything we did in the 19th century, it's insane. The new element in this lifelong conditioning process is the influence of the mass media. First and foremost, of television, but also the cinema, radio, magazines, and newspapers, and comic books, and popular music. Well, I've talked before, more than once, about the role of the mass media in conditioning the public, in shaping their attitudes and opinions. I've talked about how the Jews infiltrated and then dominated and controlled the mass media of news and entertainment during the past century, and how they used their control of the media and of public opinion to transform our whole society in order to suit their own interests and schemes. What has happened is that the way white Americans are conditioned to think and behave has changed. Today I want to talk with you about another element in the conditioning of our people, which makes them behave in the self-destructive manner we see all around us. I want to talk with you about the role of the schools, the way in which our schools, from kindergarten all the way up through the universities, condition our children and young people is determined by the way in which the teachers and professors themselves have been conditioned, to the extent that there is a single program governing public education in America today, a single purpose behind education in America. It is to condition white children and young people to accept without resistance a multicultural society, a multiracial society. And it also is to condition heterosexual white males to embrace a society in which the rules are as likely to be made by homosexuals or by women wearing trousers as by men. A society in which white men are neither expected nor permitted to protect white women, in which men no longer are the heads of their households or the decision makers for their nation. The governing principle is egalitarianism. It is not to put women above men or homosexuals above heterosexuals or blacks above whites, but rather to condition everyone into accepting a society in which neither race nor sex nor sexual orientation is important. That's the theory. But because heterosexual white males have had the leading role in building and governing our society in the past, they are seen as the enemy by many of the egalitarian enthusiasts. They are seen as the people who have to be put down before we can have a truly egalitarian society. An egalitarian society is the ideal. And of course, that is absolutely crazy. It is nuts. It is suicidally insane. The aim of our educational system is to produce citizens who have been conditioned to believe, or to act as if they believe, that men and women are interchangeable, essentially the same except for the configuration of their genitalia, and should be treated exactly the same by society and have similar roles. And this means suppressing the old belief that men and women are fundamentally different, physically, intellectually, and emotionally, that their natural roles in society and in the family are not the same, but instead are complementary, and that they should be treated accordingly, which means differently. The aim of our educational system is to produce citizens who have been conditioned to believe, or to act as if they believe, that homosexuality is as natural a condition as heterosexuality, that homosexuality is in no way undesirable or reprehensible, that the only difference between homosexuals and heterosexuals is in their choice of sexual partners, and that homosexuals and heterosexuals should be treated exactly the same by society. And the aim of our educational system is to produce citizens who have been conditioned to believe, or to act as if they believe, that racial differences are the most unimportant, superficial, and inconsequential thing in the world. That the only real differences are in pigmentation. That blacks and whites and Australian Aborigines and Chinamen have the same way of viewing the world, the same intrinsic values and behavioral patterns, the same capacity for self-discipline, the same type and degree of intelligence, the same problem-solving ability, the same aptitude for building civilizations and maintaining them. And that to believe otherwise is not only wrong, but sinful and shameful. In fact, the gravest possible sin, the most shameful possible error, is racism.
That's racist!
The people most responsible for the current policy, the people behind the scenes who use egalitarianism as a nation-destroying and a race-destroying weapon to serve their own ends, are not egalitarians at all. They believe not only that they are superior to all the nations of the world, to all the Gentiles of the world, but also that they are more deserving. They believe that it is right and proper for them to deceive and demoralize the Gentiles, to destroy the Gentiles' sense of racial identity and racial pride, to feminize Gentile men and masculinize Gentile women in order to make easier prey of the Gentiles. And so they go beyond egalitarianism in the schools. They teach our children and our university students about their special status, about why they deserve more than others. Holocaust studies, they call it, and they're pushing hard to make it mandatory everywhere. The Holocaust may be the worst thing that's happened to the Jews, but what the communists did to our people, to Gentiles, in Russia and Ukraine and Poland and the Baltic countries and Germany was far worse. The communists murdered at least 30 million of our people in those countries alone. the communist movement which committed those murders was inspired by the Jew Karl Marx and was heavily staffed by Jews. The death camp commissars in the Soviet Union during the 1920s and 1930s, the brutal commissars of the Gulag, about which Alexander Solzhenitsyn has written, were mostly Jews. Jews were vastly overrepresented among the Soviet secret police and elsewhere in the Soviet bureaucracy. A Jew headed the murder squad which butchered the Tsar of Russia and his family. It was a Jew, Lazar Kaganovich, who supervised the murder of millions of Ukrainians. Jews headed the communist parties in many European countries outside of the Soviet Union in the time between the two world wars. And when they were given the opportunity, they committed horrible atrocities against the populations of those countries, selectively murdering the best and the brightest people. So, if the aim is to teach children about the terrible things which can happen when the wrong sort of people acquire power, why not teach them about what the Jewish communists did? Why is there practically no teaching at all in the schools about these things? It's because Jews weren't the victims, but were to a large degree the perpetrators. It's because if the kiddies learn about what the Jews did to the peoples of Eastern and Central Europe before the Second World War, they might begin to think that it was quite reasonable for the Germans to want the Jews out of Germany so that the Jews couldn't do in Germany what they had done elsewhere. Egalitarianism is the theory behind education in America today. But in fact, the schools are used to a growing extent to brainwash students in whatever manner best serves the people who control the educational system. It's not just the Jews who are responsible for the conditioning going on in our schools. It's also feminists and homosexuals and egalitarians of all sorts. And just as they lie about the Holocaust, just as they conceal the crimes of the communists in order to serve the purposes of the Jews, they also lie about other things to serve other purposes. They lie about the nature of homosexuality, for example, because that serves the purpose of the homosexuals. They lie about the differences between men and women because that serves the purpose of the feminists. And they lie about race because they do want to encourage more miscegenation. And they do want to deceive and disarm whites who might otherwise put up a resistance to racial mixing and miscegenation. They tell the public school students that we're really all the same and that to think otherwise is wicked. Today's conditioning is aimed at making politically correct lemmings out of everyone who passes through the schools. Lemmings who will not question or oppose any of the policies of the conditioners. Lemmings who will not put up a fight against those who deliberately are destroying our country, our civilization, and our race. It's going to be a long and bloody war, a very painful and destructive war. Meanwhile, it might behoove you to pay more attention to the sort of conditioning your kids are getting at school. Do whatever you have to do to make sure that they are on the right side of the war.